The first airport for drones is actually in Africa. It's in Rwanda. You've got a million of people who are connected via smartphone to banking system, electronic banking system. It's going fast. The number of African people using all these tools, all these artificial tools, are very impressive. You also notice that majority of African countries have now e-government, e-health, ministries for digital economy. So it's something that is coming up that is also transforming our society in Africa.
In which sectors do you see the most potential for artificial intelligence in African countries?
One is education. Using new technology for teaching, for learning, is bringing a new way of a new educational system. Teachers now are confronted with this easy access to knowledge by students, different from what they had experienced through the traditional lessons. And this is very important because we want also the teachers to be acquainted with the new technology, which is not very, very easy. I've went to many African countries, visited schools which using this new technology, and you find these students, African students, able to get degrees, getting those degrees online, which are not recognized by the government, by the academic system. Nevertheless, they get these degrees. One of the big issues, especially when we look at the cultural biosphere reserve, what we call the national parks, African governments are confronted with the challenge of looking after these parks. There are a couple of experiences in Africa where they are using drones for the guards to look after the parks. This is a big evolution. Instead of working through the park, they have these drones. They can monitor what happens in the park.
What are the main obstacles to the development of artificial intelligence in African countries?
We need to raise awareness of government that they have to integrate these new technologies into their public policies. Be it in managing the public administration, you have also in the health system, many governments setting in place policies to integrate this new technology. So at policy level, we want to make sure that these policies are put in place. We don't need to be afraid of this new technology. The second level is the one of, you know, any new technology brings as good and bad. And what is bad is that we don't have enough infrastructure to deal with all this new technology. In spite of the fact that I told you that many Africans are getting into that, you need energy, we need electric power, we need connectivity. Only 4% of the African population actually has access to electrical power in Africa. This is the reality. So you see that the risk is that this new technology states is where they are already privileged group in urban areas where you have electricity.
What are the main aims of the Artificial Intelligence in Africa Forum?
Okay, one is, as I say, raising awareness of the fact that artificial intelligence can be a lever for development and transformation of African economies. Second one, that this cannot be done individually by countries alone, by government alone. We need a cooperation at regional level. That's why we have invited also regional organizations like ECOWAS or the African Union to join us in these debates. Third, we want to influence national strategies that can maximize the potential of artificial intelligence in Africa. We want to put together academic institutions, especially experts, African experts, or working on this area in Africa, so that we can share experiences.